Good morning. It is 9:15 a.m. We are here today, December 20, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPAPA 17-009, Cortec International Court versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodden Gerardo and Jared Hernandez. Will Appellant Cortec please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Joyce Tang and Leslie Travis from Civility Tang for Cortec. With me today is Mr. Yun, who is the chairman of Cortec, and I think in the room is Henry Titanello sitting in the audience, I think.
Thank you. Will Purchase ATD DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler, also present is Assistant Attorney General Shannon Titano. Representing the government is Andrew Leon Guerrero. And just for the record, I would point out that retired DPW Deputy Director is Felix Benavente.
Thank you. For the record, we also acknowledge the presence of Senator Tom Matter of the Guam Legislature.
Also, just for the record, as you know, we normally have these hearings with our hearing officer. Due to some miscommunication, he is not here. But we decided to proceed with this hearing anyway because of a filing that in Superior Court that Cortec has made. Maybe just for background information, just yesterday I denied Cortec's motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler in this appeal. A similar motion was made in 1710. That request for a disqualification was denied. And then I guess this morning, Ms. Tang, you filed a petition with the Superior Court. And normally under the rules, whenever an appeal is before the Superior Court, OPA can no longer take that matter to its resolution until that matter has been resolved in Superior Court. And so for this reason, the hearing now will not proceed until that matter has been resolved in Superior Court. Does DPW or the appellant care to make any comments on it?
Not with regards to this issue.
Okay. I would like to add, first, I appreciate the effort the public auditors made to expedite this hearing. I understand it is very important to the community, and I think that you have taken that duty very seriously. And we also agree that it's important to get these issues resolved. However, this is an issue that Cortec feels that needs to be resolved, and not just in this case, but it affects another companion case. I was hoping the hearing officer is here, but perhaps it could be decided by an order. But one of the issues is that there's an incomplete record in terms of the briefing for the motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler. And to the extent that the public auditor would like to consider that, the parties can complete the briefing on that so that there's a full record on appeal. As to that issue, I understand the hearing officer may have an opinion on that. With respect to the stay, we, as you can see in our filing, we've also sought a stay. It has not been granted. So there, in our understanding, to our understanding, there is no stay in place until the Superior Court grants it, and it has not been granted. In fact, other than a filing, there's been no hearing and nothing, no further proceeding because it was just filed at 9:02 this morning. Thank you.
We understand that, but normally whenever there has been a filing, we do not take any further action because under the rules and under the legislation, once any filing is made at Superior Court, OPA cannot continue. Although there has been precedence already that appellants should seek relief at the lower court, in this case at OPA, before they file at Superior Court. I'm not sure, Mr. Keeler, what record is she referring to? Because when I read that yesterday, I was kind of puzzled also. I'm not sure what record you're referring to that is incomplete.
Yeah, I'd like to address that. The procurement record was filed with the OPA October 24th, 2017. The idea of objecting to the procurement record being complete the day before a hearing is ludicrous. In addition, the procurement record in this matter is pristine. DPW has assigned two separate people. They double-checked each other's work. There has been nothing raised with regards to the procurement record that's on file before the OPA. I believe what Ms. Tang is referring to when she says the procurement record is she wants documents that are related to what she called the companion case. We would view it as untimely. We would also view it as unnecessary. CORTEC is the one that alleged that DPW acted in a retaliatory manner. It is the government's position that they should have had evidence of that at the time they filed the appeal and not go on a fishing expedition with an unrelated appeal. So, again, the procurement record in this is pristine.
May I respond to that?
Yes.
All right. I think, to be very clear, I never said procurement record. Mr. Keeler assumed that I was referring to procurement record. In matters of appeal, in this case, the motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler himself, the record would necessarily include the motion, the opposition, and the reply that would normally be filed as a matter of record in this case. Those have not been filed, and there is no record of those oppositions or reply. That is the record I'm referring to. We also disagree with his characterization of the procurement record, but we're not going to get into that. To address one other issue that you have raised, we did receive the order late afternoon at 4:10. At 4:42, we filed an emergency motion to stay the formal hearing, which you may not have seen. I understand it was late in the day, but we had a roughly a 50-minute window to file that motion to stay, realizing, of course, that a decision wouldn't be granted by 5 o'clock, and that we did receive an email from JARIC, Mr. Hernandez, stating that it would be taken up at the hearing today. So we did make that request here as promptly as we could under the circumstances, but without waiving our client's rights, we had to file the writ this morning so that we can preserve those rights. Thank you.
Well, because my hearing office is not here, I'll take the matter under advisement as to the completeness of the procurement record, but due to this hearing is being postponed or canceled due to the fact that there has been a filing at the Superior Court of Guam relevant to our decision to not to grant the motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler, as well as we had not yet our plan was actually Ms. Without consultation, my plan was still to proceed with the hearing, regardless, okay? But now that is now being delayed because of this motion in Superior Court, right? Any other matters to be taken up?
Yes, one. Yesterday afternoon, the Attorney General's office received an anonymous, I guess it was email, I'm not positive. I work off-site, so I'm not certain the manner in which it was submitted. You've seen this,
yep.
I forwarded it over to you yesterday.
Yep.
Okay, and this is an anonymous memo stating or alleging that the public auditor should be recused on this matter owing to your husband's employment with Attorney Lujan's office. Upon receipt of it, I forwarded it over to Ms. Tang. Ms. Travis, it's the government's position that it's irrelevant. We don't believe there's a legitimate reason for recusing fact that your husband serves as a office manager for Mr. Luan's office does not, in our opinion, is not grounds for removing you from the case.
I am aware that Luan and Wolf is the attorney for another matter within CORTEC. To what degree, I am not aware of that. All right. So, I think we're going to go off the record for a few minutes so I can consult with the hearing officer. All right.
Would you like
thank
us
you.
To step out?
No, that's okay.
We're off the record at 9:28 a.m. The time is 9:32 a.m. We are back on the record for the formal hearing continuation of OPAPA 17-009. For the record, the hearing officer is present, Mr. Anthony Camacho.
Ah, what an exciting morning. All right. So we have before us essentially, or where we left off with the public auditor's discussion was an issue concerning the procurement record in this matter. Is that correct?
May I?
So, please.
Are you talking, referring to the exchange?
Yeah, we're going to just touch on this very briefly, but
right.
Go ahead.
It wasn't, Mr. Keeler misunderstood. I didn't say the procurement record. I said the underlying record relating to the writ of mandamus is not the procurement
okay,
record.
Okay, we're not talking about the writ of mandamus.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
But before we leave,
yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure, Ms. Tang, that you have the procurement record in this matter as it relates to OPA-PA-17-009 and the IFB for the Simon Sanchez rebuild and reconstruction. Is there any issue with that procurement record? I just want to make sure that you have that, because there was an issue in the other case, which I hope doesn't exist in this case.
With respect to this solicitation,
yes.
Which is the IFB, there is no
issue at this time?
No. Let me
go ahead.
There is no recording of the pre-bid conference, which is a violation of the procurement law, and it's not denied by the government, but they went ahead with the procurement anyway and didn't cancel. But so to the extent that there is a complete record of the procurement record, there isn't, and they can't produce it. With respect to the extent that you're talking,
well, let's just stay with this one for now. Okay, Mr. Keeler, the issue of the pre-bid conference as part of the procurement record in this solicitation.
That's correct. It was not recorded, which is why the committee intends on canceling it and reissuing.
Yeah, that was my understanding. So that might be a moot point because you're already looking at your pleadings. You've already stated that you were in the process of canceling the existing solicitation. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that might be a moot point. But because it doesn't exist, my understanding is, and I looked through the procurement record of this case, and it looks quite complete. Okay.
In all other regards, the procurement record is pristine.
Okay, and you have a copy of the procurement record as it exists, Ms.
Kay? I beg your pardon?
Do you have a copy of the procurement record?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Good.
And if I may. So
okay, now there's another issue, you say, concerning
right.
the procurement record. So
with
you can
respect
bring
to
up.
The procurement record, of course, which is tied to the motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler, we are entitled to certain documents that we believe the government has waived due to one, their assertion of the reliance on counsel defense, affirmative defense, and two, the fact that there is a wholesale adoption of agencies, the AG's opinion for an agency's policy is a waiver of that privilege. And I won't get into the briefing, but I'll just simply say that we're entitled to those documents, and those documents are part of the procurement record.
Okay. Well, before I decide on that, my understanding is that part of we'll address the special proceeding you filed in court. Ooh, 9:02 a.m. this morning. Okay, so hot off the press. So essentially, my understanding is those issues which you've just raised are part of your pleading. Is that correct? In the special proceeding.
Yes, it is. It's
okay,
so
I'm gonna.
That's correct.
All right.
And if I may, and this is what I mentioned earlier, the underlying record for the motion to disqualify Mr. Keeler was not fully briefed, and I think that that would be something of interest in the special proceedings.
Is that also one of the issues in the special proceeding?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And so my thoughts are, to the extent that the public auditor would like to entertain this, because we do not believe a stay. The Superior Court has not granted a stay. We've sought a stay. We have also sought a stay in this forum.
Well, it's too early. I mean, it's less than, an hour ago that you filed this brief, so I doubt the Superior Court would have any decision regarding
And they probably won't for some time,
okay.
But there was a request for emergency also made at 4:40 last night. So to the extent that the public auditor or you would like to create a full record or via some kind of vehicle of a motion for reconsideration, something that we would be amenable to that.
That can't be done. I'll explain why in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Now, are there any, Mr. Keeler, did you bring the government's witnesses?
Yes.
Are they here behind us?
Yes.
All right. So here's where this case stands as a result of filing, or let me just give everybody a little bit of background here before I proceed and try to explain why we have to do what we have to do in a minute or two here. So the parties had filed various motions before today's proceeding. Of course, today is supposed to be the formal hearing that decides Cortec's third appeal concerning the reconstruction or the repair or reconstruction of Simon Sanchez High School. There was a motion by the government for summary judgment, which was heard last week, Wednesday, which was denied yesterday. A day or so before we heard that motion, I believe it was filed on December the 11th. Essentially, Cortec, the appellant, had filed a motion to disqualify Mr. Tom Keeler, the attorney, for the DPW. That motion was summarily denied yesterday as well. The parties had also entered into a stipulation, hoping to bifurcate a couple of, or separate, if you will, that's a fancy word for separate, some of the issues that we would take up today and maybe take up some of them later. That issue was not decided, and we were going to take that up this morning. Likewise, Cortec yesterday, it wasn't yesterday, I believe it was on Monday, the 18th, December the 18th, had filed a motion for an expedited status hearing, which was also denied because part of the reason was they wanted to know how we were going to rule on some of these motions. As a result of the, or it appears, based on representations by Cortec's counsel and also what's been presented to the OPA as a filing in the Superior Court this morning, it appears that the appellant, Cortec, has filed a special proceedings in the Superior Court of Guam. At 9:02 a.m. This morning, requesting for an immediate stay of these proceedings. Now, under Guam procurement regulations, and whether or not the parties or anybody in this room agrees with them or not, under the regulations, specifically 2 GAR Division 4, Chapter 12, Section 12103, Subsection B, which covers the effect of a judicial proceeding, that is a case filed in the Superior Court of Guam. If an action concerning the procurement under appeal has commenced in court, the public auditor shall not act, and I'll repeat that, shall not act on the appeal except to notify the parties and decline the matter due to judicial involvement. So the only exception is when there's a court action wherein the court is requesting a decision of the public auditor. Now, the parties are required to notify and provide copies to the public auditor within 24 hours of any action in court concerning the procurement under appeal. Because Cortec has filed this special proceeding, which does concern this appeal, Cortec has complied with that portion of the regulation, literally less than an hour they've notified us of this court proceeding. And regretfully, we must follow the regulation. and decline to take any further action until the proceeding is essentially resolved in the Superior Court of Guam. So for the government witnesses that came, that is why I'm going to send you home. I thank you for taking the time out. I know that it's a very busy season. I want to thank Mr. Keeler for bringing them here. But the parties are so notified that until this proceeding, SP 0196-17, has been resolved by the Superior Court of Guam, pursuant to the regulation that I've cited, the OPA must decline taking any further action in this case. And that's the reason why. Okay, do I have any questions of the parties at this time?
Just, and I just want, I'm not quibbling with you, but I just want to confirm that on December 13, our hearing was on a motion for summary judgment.
That's correct.
Not a motion.
Well, that's not.
Not Mr. Keeler, okay. Not the DQ motion.
Just to clarify the record, I'm pretty sure I said it correctly, but on Wednesday of last week, that was the hearing for DPW's motion for summary judgment. The word summarily means, you know, essentially without a hearing. The motion for the disqualification of Mr. Keeler was summarily made. Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other issues before we, yes, Mr. Keeler?
One item I just wanted to...
because I can't make any further rulings after this.
Understood.
Okay,
go understood, ahead. And we're not asking for any ruling. I just wanted to point out for the record that our office has received an anonymous tip addressing or alleging that the public auditor...
Okay, we can't... Him. Okay, but we can't... Mr. Keeler, when the proceedings begin again, all right, you can raise this as an issue and make the appropriate motion.
Understood.
But we cannot proceed any further at this time, and we have to decline taking any further action. Okay, so that's an issue that at some point, when the Superior Court proceeding is resolved, you certainly may file the appropriate motion at that time. But we cannot, like I said, I can't not take any further rulings. I can't take any further action except to say this case is... formally held in abeyance until SB 196-17 is resolved by the Superior Court of Guam. I release the government witnesses from their subpoenas until further notice. Do we have anything else?
He still has a comment.
I just simply wanted to add that we thought it appropriate to bring to the OPA's attention and that we'll do a formal filing with regards to
that. Okay, but sadly, due to the timing, we can't take any further action. Okay.
No, this was just simply right. For notice.
Except for the notification of this proceeding. Okay, we're done. We are off.
We're off the record at 9:45 a.m.
Thank you.